Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Jake brought it up. Good job by Jake. Off to a good start. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. Oh, and our crew. And you. All right. The Power Hour and every hour presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. Okay. We will get to college football in moments. Maybe minutes. We'll see how this goes.
Maybe segments.
Well, you can't. Unfortunately, it can't be segments because we have limited real estate and we have to get a lot into the show. All the NFL games, the bets that we placed, college football, baseball, even the WNBA tonight as we look to cash our aces future, which is all Femi. Just tail that bet up 3-0, pretty good. But for now, Mike Brown has created an open that does not have sound. So it's only 5 seconds long. So if you're listening on the radio podcast form, just imagine a really cool animation with a vault opening playing. Mike, go ahead and take it away. So it's a vault, gold bars, and then a picture of me 20 pounds heavier on a dollar bill when Nick Costos is money. It's a bad picture. So Mike Brown, good effort. He did ask me for a photo. Also, I was watching the Giants game. Just saying. So here's where we're at right now to win Nick Costos' money. Bill Zimmerman has had a pathetic performance this week as our executive producer. We have these calls with Bill in the morning where he's like slack-jawed. Like he's got nothing to offer. Like, hey, Bill, guys, what do you think about this? Silence from Bill. He's got nothing. Now, last week he booked Mad Dog Russo on the show. Some are saying, should Bill get credit for that, given he produced for Mad Dog for a decade and talks to Mad Dog all the time? Has him in his phone as Russo. Sorry, Bill, if I wasn't supposed to betray that, because Bill has sent me pictures of their text conversations. Some are saying that Bill didn't deserve the $20, but he got it last week. This week, we are crossing Bill off the list, but Bill can participate in the tribunal to determine... Apologies. I'm getting excited. Who wins Nick Costos' money this week? Jake has offered salutations in the chat for my for my sneeze. Jake is pushing all the right buttons right now, literally and figuratively. So as it stands at this moment, Tyler Morales is the slightest of slight favorites, followed, and this has become, the race is pretty tight. Addy, Jake, Sean Hawes off today. He's off the list also. Sean can be involved next week. Addy, Jake, and Mike Brown. And Mike Brown is like journalism in the Preakness. We thought he was done because we were unable to get Rob Pozzola on video for the first 5 weeks of the season. And then yesterday, Here's Pizzola on video. And then, like, Mike's been quietly killing it behind the scenes for us here. So Mike with a late charge here, like journalism, in a performance that you read about. We'll see how it goes here. So now, we will open up the tribunal, and people can make their cases to either win the money or why someone else should not win the money. First word goes to the favorite. No, Tyler wants to go. No, Tyler, you're going first. Tyler Morales goes first. Tyler, make the case either for yourself or against someone else to win life-changing money from Nick Costos, a cool $20.
So I think I should be a bigger favorite, but we'll skate past that. So this week, I'm going to be honest. Well, I'm going to tell you why in the next minute or so. I'll tell you, Monday through Thursday, there is not nobody that...
What is the noise in the background?
It sounds like music.
Yes, it's coming from your microphone. What is it?
I think there is music playing in the background right now.
Of what?
Jake is playing music right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's actually that's fair. Yeah, okay. Honestly, like, is Jake trying to sap? Honestly, I think Jake is like gaining for doing that. Yes. Go on, Tyler.
So Monday through Thursday, nobody.
Why is it
like podcast.
White Lotus music? Like, why is this the music? Like, I picture like Sydney like Sweeney in a bikini from like White Lotus season one. Go ahead, Tyler.
I thought he was going for a Survivor theme here, but yeah.
Okay.
Being sabotaged here, but I'll say this: Monday through Thursday, nobody uploaded a better podcast than me, and without me, the people don't get their You Better You Bet. So no. So I should also win Nick Costa's money, but I'm also the people's champ as well, because without me, the people don't get their podcast. So that's number one. Let's be honest here for a second. Like, I'm carrying this bit on my back. I'm like a LeBron James. I got everyone, Sasa Pavlovich, Booby Gibson with me. Let's be real here. Without me, what's this bit? We don't have all this fancy imaging. Without the competition coming from me, like, what is this? So that's my second point. And my third and final point, nobody read the fine print of when Nick Costos is money. This show is Monday through Friday. It is. We all know that. But on the BetMGM network, the wagertainment rolls on, baby. There is one person, one hero, that will be here on Sunday, giving Nick all the actives and inactives he needs. And I remember last week, Nick did not send Bill the money till Monday, which means there is another day for someone like me to win the money here. So I'm going to be the lone soul here on Sunday while everyone else is in their bed and hanging out watching NFL football. Nope, I'll be producing wagertainment. And you have to see some amazing injury reports in about two seconds. So I rest my case. Tyler Morales minus 1,000.
Oh, well, it's a strong case by Tyler. Tyler, you do nothing for that show on Sunday.
That's a lie.
What do you do?
I mean, who uploads the podcast? Who edits the open every day, every Sunday? Mm. Who's giving you the best actives and inactives information on the East Coast?
Your actives and inactives are okay. Like, honestly, this is not a road you want to go down with, because I have to ask you on Sunday, every Sunday morning, for actives and inactives. I have to ask. Uh-oh. True or false?
Yeah, put one in your head, Tyler.
Tyler, tell the truth. True or false?
No.
True
I
or
have
false?
Them ready already.
True or false? One
you
word
asked
answer.
Them, yes,
true or false?
True
or
but
false?
I have them ready.
One word answer.
True.
But one word answer. True or false? True. True?
It's like true. Will Smith. Tell the truth.
Okay. All right. Next up is our associate producer, Addie Bates. Addie, make the case for either you to win or someone else not to win.
Go off the bat here and say that I'm doing pods today, so I know how easy it is. It really doesn't take much effort Monday through Thursday. I'd also like to point out that Jake said he's been cutting highlights during the show. Now, back in the day when I learned how to run a board, I was told, listen to what's going on the show. No need to edit stuff during the show. You should be doing that before the show starts and have it ready.
Wow.
Get the rundown. We know what it is. And I'd also like to point out that you have to ask them for this stuff. You didn't ask me for my audit. I gave you feedback. I give you feedback every day. You don't have to ask me for this stuff. I do it because I want to see this show get better, even as a part-time employee.
So I'll tell you, that's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake?
Sure, I'll be the only one brave enough to come on camera and show my face while I talk to the people. Listen, you want to come at the highlight cutting, that's fine. You want to come at the king, you best not miss. That's all I'll say. Tyler wants to talk about other shows that he's working on. I don't recall anyone else on this show working one of the morning shows, coming into the studio every day. That's fine. I come in here, I do my job, put the head down, nose to the grindstone. I'll be here Monday. I'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hey, and I'll also be here on Saturdays occasionally hosting for this fine network because that's just what people who want it bad enough do. And I'll still be here time after time because I love you guys and I love cutting the highlights in the moment because I want to make sure I don't presume to know what other people are thinking. I presume to have the information correct. So that's fine. By the way, listen, you guys want to make your cases, and I'll end it here. No matter what, I don't need it that bad. The $20, sure, I'll take it, and I'll throw it on the Tariq Skubal ladders, and it'll be great. Go Tigers. But at the end of the day, Jake Hassan goes home, and that Guinness is going to hit my hand like Mjolnir, and I get to go on a third date with a pretty woman tonight regardless. Shout out Lauren. So I'll see you jabronis on Monday.
Wow. Jake, I mean, honestly, like this would be time for like a... Like, this is a great psychiatry session because there was a lot there. It's a lot there from Jake. Also, like, the Molinar reference was himself, very nerdy. Man. That's okay. Mike Brown, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Just want to point out that this could either qualify me or disqualify me. What we have with the other contestants here is a total football situation. Aside from Jake, who has to be physically in Chicago, but Addie could do Tyler's job. Tyler could do Bill's job. Bill could fit in for everybody. There's one video producer on this crew here that can do what I do, and that's yours truly. You want to replace me, you have to get another video producer from the BetMGM network. So, hey.
We don't want to do that. I like Max. I'm down on everybody else.
Yeah.
That was a pretty mic drop from Mike Brown. Mike Drop Brown is what we'll call him. Would anyone like to respond to what anyone else has said? We have 30 seconds left.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I think I dominated this.
Addie? Oh, yes, Bill. Yes, Bill is next. Bill, final word to Bill Zimmerman.
I'll tell you what. I've been on the fence here. I'm not sure I had really even odds here. But there was Mike Brown. That was an impressive mic drop moment for him. And I think Addie's been strong this segment. So Jake's talking about everything he does for the network, but he's not talking too much about You Better You Bet. Tyler, we know it's coming down to the injury reports. So Addie and Mike, really impressive there. I'm not even sure where to go. This is going to be a toss-up, Nick. I don't know where you're going.
We're taking it down to the wire. And I'll just say, like, listen, Tyler, like, you do a great job. You do nothing on the Sunday show. Nothing. And to be fair, when Bill did the show last year, Bill also did nothing. The show runs itself. I'm just being honest.
In fairness, without me, the podcasts aren't going up. Again, people's champ. Without me, the people aren't getting their podcast. I mean, that's like literally what I'm doing.
Literally doing that today.
All right. The cases have been made. The case is closed. We will find out later. Honestly, like, I think Jake's out. You said he doesn't need it. He's got a date. He's gonna go get drunk.
Third date.
I think Jake's good.
Third date.
Yeah, third date. Yeah. Honestly, like, that sounds like it's getting Lauren. Good for him, man. All right.
Are we labeling it?
Jake, you still have to. You better. You still have to hit the college football music for us, please. That's he saved life. That's a good job by Jake. He was ready. All right, Benny. Tonight into tomorrow, your favorite college football bets for the weekend.
Yeah, a couple of them tonight. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Texas. This is one of those spots with an unranked home favorite going up against a ranked team. I think North Texas, given the stakes of this game, will take care of business and cover the number. I'm betting against my squad. I like Rutgers plus the 10 against Washington. Washington has been really good so far this season, but they have some big games on deck. I think this might be a little bit of a sleepy Friday night spot for the Huskies. For Saturday's slate, bless my heart, I'm betting on Jeff Sims. Yes, that Jeff Sims. He's still in college football. His sixth year, he is starting for Arizona State because Sam Levitt cannot go with his injury. Fallen hero spot with Kenny Dillingham and Jeff Sims. They cover the number at Utah. I'll lay the 2.5 with USC and Jaden Maiava. I'm laying the 7 with Oregon and Dante Moore against Fernando Mendoza. Heisman-Doza no more. They get blown out by the Ducks. I'll take the 1 or whatever the best number is on Texas against OU in Red River. And then give me a couple dogs. NC State plus 23.5 against Notre Dame. Fighting Irish on deck. Playing on USC next week. And then also Arkansas plus 10.5. I agree with Colin. I think Woo Pig Sui gets it done to cover the number against Tennessee.
I'm gonna tell Colin on that Texas A&M Utah money line parlay. I haven't placed that yet, but I thought Colin made a pretty impassioned case for it. I'd like to wait to see what happens, Femi, in the Red River market. Do we get a 3 with Texas? That will be a buy point for me on the Texas Longhorns. I don't need to bet Michigan. Like, I want Michigan to win because I have Michigan to make the playoff, and like they have to win in order for that bet to cash. I have a small bet on Indiana plus 7.5. And we always say this, like, you know, college football, not my specialty. Small bet for me on Indiana to cover plus 7.5 against Oregon, with the thought being 2 first round quarterbacks. I'll take the points. And you know, I got to roll with our friend Joseph Knish and lay the 14 with Texas Tech against Kansas. Rock, chalk, losers. Give me the Red Raiders. Femi, game 4 of the WNBA Finals, game 5 tonight of the Mariners and Tigers. What do you got?
I don't think we see a champion crown tonight. I think the Mercury are able to stave off elimination just for
even
one
with
night.
Sabali
I like
out?
Phoenix. Fallen hero spot, perhaps, with Satu Sabali out of the game later on this evening. I think the Mercury get it done. They win. They go back to Vegas where they get beat, and the Vegas Aces win in 5. And then also tonight, give me the Seattle Mariners. Mariners are getting it done. Even money, plus 105, whatever the best price is. Soto, Mojo, marching on. Like 95, like 01, they're getting to the ALCS.
I will be rooting for your Mariners tonight. I will be betting the Brewers tomorrow in Game 5, although I am very nervous about that one, Femi.
Yeah. Woo. October Brewers, man. Good luck.
Can Pat Murphy break the curse?
Pocket pancakes. He's going to try.
Pocket pancakes are weird, dude. Unless they carry like potato chips. Pancakes. Kind of nasty. On the other side, we hit the National Football League. And Tyler Morales is readying the injury reports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.